From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Concerns about the coronavirus outbreak in China have led some farm groups to postpone trade missions. Heeding the advice of market representatives in China, the California Prune Board, for example, will not take a delegation of growers to China and Hong Kong this spring to promote their product. China's efforts to contain the public health crisis also call into question whether it will be able to meet its obligations under the Phase 1 trade agreement. Supplies of fresh produce from Mexico will remain tight for a while, according to distributors, and FOB prices will be higher than customers are used to paying. Weather is the culprit, with rain and unusually cool, sometimes freezing temps having plagued major Mexican growing areas since late last year. According to thepacker.com, shortages could continue after the spring harvest begins within the next 2 weeks. While the effect of bad weather may be felt well into April. Bayer Crop Science says it's discovered a new herbicide molecule. Bob Ryder tells AgriMarketing.com it has just advanced to phase two in the R&D pipeline, and it's the first new post-emergent mode of action for broadleaf weed control in 30 years. Ryder says it's so beneficial because it offers an effective post-emergent control of tough grasses, including some of those grasses which have been shown to be resistant to glyphosate. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.